The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does a physician survive a personal tragedy to live a life with increased service to others during a pandemic? This is the story of Dr. Teresa Wee. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we normally do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For you to come to know the one who loves you so much he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And it's that glorious message that allows us to reach out to you in Jesus' name with love and hope, purpose. Do you know that Jesus is calling you? He's called Dr. Teresa Wee. She responded. Will you respond? Dr. Wee is a practicing pediatrician, wellness expert, and a mother of four. She's devoted her life to helping others by sharing her expertise as a healthcare professional, but also by sharing her own trials as a human being. She lives with her husband, Martin, in Hawaii. Dr. Wee is the author of the best-selling The Happy Healthy Revolution and her latest book, My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. Dr. Wee, welcome back to our show.
Thank you for having me again, Danny. It's nice to be here.
Why did you write your book, My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor?
I wrote this book because I was writing in my journal and trying to find comfort from the book, the Bible, the Word of God. And when we went into lockdown, I began to share some of these thoughts. And I just thought it was a good way to reach out on social media to my friends and family and patients. And I told my husband, Martin, I said, I think I'm going to do this for 1 month. You know, it'll force me. I have time now. Our office had to really close down or just see very few patients because people weren't coming in. And I started to share a daily blog, and I got an amazing response from people. Eventually, after 1 month, this audience grew. There were people that I didn't even know they were sharing it from all over. And so with encouragement, I decided to continue.
You're right. It is amazing. You're right. What a little time outdoors in nature can do for you. Mm-hmm. We are all under a lot of stress, and staying home day after day starts to get to you after a while. So you and Martin, your husband, go on walks.
Yes.
What does that do?
I think it just brings us back in touch with the real world, using our senses, appreciating the present day, and really putting aside all of that fear and anxiety and just enjoying each other's company and talking. And so that was a daily ritual we did, and it felt amazing.
You saw a poster And the poster said, F-E-A-R has two meanings, forget everything and run, or face everything and rise.
Yeah.
Well, how does one choose the second and do that?
You know, I believe that it is a very conscious choice. So actually, 11 years ago, my husband of 30 years and the father of our four children, he passed away suddenly and unexpectedly after 27 years in our medical practice. And I was left devastated. And I had two choices. I could either quit medicine and just ride into the sunset, or I could continue on. And I was 55 years old, and I went through a deep depression for 3 months. I rejected God. I was very upset that he had taken my husband, who was such a great person in the community in general. And one night I just said, God, if you exist, please show me a sign. And he did. He sent an office manager with over 20 years experience. And anyway, she said, I can help you. I can resurrect your practice. But before we go any further, may I pray for you? So I viewed this as a sign from God. I said, oh, sure. And she said, by the way, I'll work as a consultant for free. And when you get back on your feet, you can start paying me. I said, wow, you know, was this the answer from God? And so together we moved ahead and I purchased my new office building. We designed and constructed it. And now in December, we'll celebrate 10 years there at We Wellness Center and in Waipio Gentry. And we're just doing fabulous.
You mentioned your prayer.
Yeah.
A desperate prayer.
Yes.
A prayer that was filled with doubt about God and, and God's presence. And you've taken it as he sent this office manager. Since then, how have you, Dr. Wei, how did you rebuild your faith in God?
You know, I was still skeptical at the beginning, but there were opportunities and doors that just kept opening. And I thought to myself, the worst thing has already happened to me. My husband, the person I knew even 10 years before we got married from UH and medical school, I thought, the worst has happened. And I'm going to take the messages that God sends me, and I'm going to grab these opportunities and move forward. Because what do I have to lose? And I keep, when I think about something, I pray and I say, God, is this the way you want me to go? And when I keep getting that information, I just keep moving ahead. It hasn't always been easy, but I just take it one day at a time. And when I look back on these 11 years since my husband's passing, these are things that I know I could never do on my own. And it's only through God.
So let's circle back.
Mm-hmm.
Face everything and rise, for that acronym, FEAR. A word of encouragement to someone who is perhaps depressed, perhaps in a very dark place.
Yes.
A word of encouragement.
Yeah. You know, I was down there. It's such a deep black hole, and I didn't know where to face, and I just looked up to God, and I said, God, please help me. I think you exist, you know, and, you know, show me some signs. And they did come. And ever since then, I've relied on his plan. I know that there's even more that I can do. So if we just take it day by day, that's what I've learned is, you know, just every day, move one step forward towards your goal. You know, whether it's, let me take a step forward, so that I can, I'll exercise and I think I'll feel better, or I'll take a step forward and I'll try to get a little more rest and be nice to myself. I mean, just take it slowly. Initially, when Stephen had died, I said, what am I going to do for the next 40 years? And I found great relief in a grief support. Again, God led me to this grief support. So I still attend even 11 years after his death. And it's a monthly grief support that's free to the public, sponsored by Legacy of Life. And to be in a group grief support, it really helps everyone to really understand that grief is universal. We're all going to face this. And I think the support of others, plus my belief in God, has really taken me a long way through this.
You're listening to, the warm, tender-hearted words of Dr. Teresa Wee. She speaks out of her trials, but she speaks in words of hope, in words that uplift, words that build up. And I think we certainly need that today, more and more of that. And the Lord has that here for you, for us today at the Good Life Radio. More from Dr. Wee when we come back. You can connect with her, find out about her practice, her various aspects of involvement in the community. We'll talk a little bit about things like walk with a doc and her Keiki health tip. WeWellness.com. That's how you can connect with her, find out more about her. Her energy, her enthusiasm is contagious. I can attest to that firsthand. Dr. Teresa Wee sharing heart to heart with you. More with her when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Retired occupational therapist Jenny Liu writes, through the stories and experiences that Dr. Wee shared in her book, My COVID-19 Diary, she not only gives great tips for dealing with difficult situations, but she also reveals how her faith in God continues to help her through even the darkest of times. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here, my co-host Lani Ka'a'a. Our guest today, Dr. Teresa Wee, author of the new book, My COVID-19 Diary. If you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of that last segment, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this as a free podcast, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. Wee?
Yes.
How important is walking, really?
Walking is the best medicine, which is a quote from Hippocrates. Walking is free. Walking, you don't need any equipment. And here in Hawaii, we have great weather year-round. But walking really will improve your health in so many ways. And this is something that I promote for all ages and all fitness levels.
Dr. Wee, I'm so blessed to hear you say that. I am a walker.
Yes.
And I have gotten rubbed by my family that that's not real exercise.
Oh.
That there's not enough. You should run, you should hike, you know, all these other things. But I totally agree. What makes walking so effective? I mean, obviously physical benefit, but what is it about walking that makes it so effective?
I think walking is something that any age can do. And the nice thing is we can do it as a family. We can do it as a group. But the other thing, of course, you mentioned is the mental aspects, is really getting back to looking at nature and God and just feeling like you're a part of this entire world. And, you know, every action you have has a reaction. And I just feel like I'm connected when I walk. And I try not to listen to any radio or anything. I like to just feel the breeze, using all your senses. Feel the breeze, smell the air, see the blue sky. You know, I think walking really just releases a lot of that tension and fear and anxiety.
It's so great you say that. I have to tell a quick story here. When the pandemic first started, we were shut down. I happened to live in Kailua, and there was just a mad rush of people that began to walk.
Yes.
Every morning. And there was this one family of seven, two husband, wife, and seven kids. They started walking together every morning. I'd drive by when I was on my way to work. And you know what? After a year and a half, they are still walking together. But the fascinating thing for me is when I first saw them walking, the kids had their phones out. They had their ear pods on. They were, you know, doing their thing. And, you know, today when I see them, I almost tear up because there's not one phone.
Yeah.
Mom is walking with daughter. Yeah. Father is talking to son. It is so refreshing and
yes.
beautiful to see that change that has happened to this family. I believe in it. I believe in it.
Yes.
What is Walk with a Doc?
Well, Walk with a Doc, about five or six years ago, I really wanted, my passion is to help families that are obese and overweight, because we're seeing a pandemic right now of the obesity crisis. And this has been accentuated really by the COVID-19 pandemic as well. So about 5 or 6 years ago, I heard about Walk with a Doc. It started about 15 years ago, and currently there are more than 500 groups walking in over 30 countries around the world. And Walk with a Doc is a free event where a doctor is present and encourages the community to really motivate, to encourage, educate, and get the people excited about getting healthier one step at a time.
We're camping here a bit on walking.
Yeah.
Or walking in the camping, so to speak. You talk about on page 30 of your book, walk as much as you can. Pick up the pace. Break it up.
Yes.
Try intervals.
Yes.
Walk uphill. Why uphill?
Well, you know, it's just to get your heart rate. You know, you know, after you start walking and you're at a comfortable pace, it's good to challenge your body a little so that you can slowly build up. So Martin and I, we do this. Sometimes we'll walk really, really quick. And I go, come on, Martin, step it up. And I think it really challenges you. It makes it exciting. You're challenging yourself. And you're building your body stronger.
How did you make it through a year of treating patients while risking exposure to COVID?
It was very difficult. I think there, I think my entire staff, we knew that we had to stay open. And of course, we did as much as we could to sanitize and keep spread down. And we started telehealth. But we had all the babies and all of the physicals that still needed to be done. And I think as a group, we all decided that we're going to do our best to continue servicing the community because we did not want to stop. And I think we did a good job continuing our service throughout the COVID pandemic.
When you give your Keiki Health tip,
yes,
on Channel 2's Take 2 program, what is your objective?
Yeah, so I've been doing this about 4 years now. So every second Friday of the month, KHON, they allow me to give a health tip, something that will help the families. And I choose a health tip that I feel will really resonate with what's going on at the present time. And especially during COVID, you know, I chose various topics.
What were some of those topics?
Some of those topics were, you know, how to increase your immune system, because people don't talk about that. So I told families, I said, if you want to prevent yourself from getting the flu or COVID or any illness, make sure that you're getting enough sleep, eating properly, exercising a little, de-stressing together as a family. So you know, these are practical tips that I would give every month, and hopefully people could take this and right away use it.
You wrote a book, The Happy Healthy Revolution. Yes. We had you on to talk about that book. This, My COVID-19 Diary, as a follow-up. When you look at the two books together, mm-hmm. what story does that tell? What's your narrative?
I think both of them have the themes of working together as a family. And really, when we're with our loved ones, really listening to them, being kind to them, asking each other, what can I do to help you? That's all our family members want. And if we can be attentive to one another and be kind and gentle, especially in these terrible times, I think that'll go a long way with communication and you know, more likely sit down for family meals and people will respect each other better. And that's what I want to see. I want to see family cohesiveness. I want to see the family unit strengthened even during these troubling times, because I feel that's the only way we can get through all of this is with the support of our family.
You did telehealth visits.
Yes.
What were some of the most common telehealth scenarios? Typical scenarios that you had?
Yeah, so the telehealth visits, we weren't seeing people with high fevers, runny noses, coughs, people who we suspected might have COVID. We would do a telehealth. Now, I've been a private pediatrician for 38 years, so telehealth was new for me. And it's hard because when you do telehealth, you're not really hands-on touching. I can't use my otoscope to look at the ears or my, you know, stethoscope to listen to the lungs. So it was a new learning curve for me. But again, you know, you just make the best of it. But the telehealth visits were mostly for the sick visits at the time.
How did you hear the lungs or look in the ear? Was there some alternative way for?
Well, not really. You know, I had to get a good history from the family. And of course, during the telehealth, I can see the child in front. The mother would have the child on the lap. And of course, you can use your sense of vision to look at the difficulty breathing. If there was any question, you know, we would send them to the emergency room or urgent care.
Well, we are living, well, right now, there was a point where people felt like things were getting better.
Right.
And now the Delta variant and things seem to be on an upswing again as far mm-hmm. as the numbers are concerned. Dr. Wei, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about lives that may feel like they're spinning out of control. Some of these references, dear friend, as you listen, come from Dr. Wei's book. I would say not just some, but many of these references come from Dr. Wei's book, My COVID-19 Diary, Practical Tips and Scriptures for Improbable Times from an American Doctor. One of the things I appreciate most about Dr. Wei's book is with her reflections, her daily recordings. There are pictures and there are scriptures that help anchor us, that help anchor the reader as they go through it. It's like having a friend walk beside you through a dark time. More with Dr. Teresa Wei when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
If you want to find out more about Dr. Teresa Wei, that's really easy. Just go to wewellness.com. Again, wewellness.com.
Wewellnesscenter.com.
Wewellnesscenter.com. Dr. Teresa Wei. Pastor Jerry Higashi says, in these days of political correctness and, for some, keeping your opinions to yourself, lest you get a tirade of angry comments, it is refreshing to hear the voice of Teresa Wei. She's the author of the book, My COVID-19 Diary, and the bestseller, The Happy, Healthy Revolution.
Dr. Wei, so compelling and inspiring, all that you do. Mahalo for your courageousness during this time.
Thank
but
you.
Just your faithfulness as well. You know, people may feel like their lives, as Danny said before we took that break, that their lives today are spinning out of control, less and less about what we, the decisions we can make, and somewhat more about decisions that are being made for us. But in your book, you write, I am now willing to accept and submit to God's plan for my life.
Yes.
I realize I may not see His big plan for me, but I will let God work through me. Mm-hmm. Where does this kind of faith come from?
I think this faith has arisen from the personal tragedy of the loss of my husband, and I really thought my life was over. And I didn't see any way out of this dark tunnel. And I believe that when I looked up and I trusted God, my faith just expanded exponentially, because I just gave it all up to Him and said, show me what you want me to do. So when opportunities came up, I said, you know, I don't really want to talk on TV. I don't have the experience. And I just said, I have nothing to lose. And I started to take bold steps that I'm just a different person. I never in my wildest dreams before the death of my husband thought I would be doing all of this, writing 2 books and even starting my own new business. So it is only through God that I really have accomplished what I have accomplished. And there is this ongoing purpose. I don't know how long I have on this earth. I wake up with a sense of urgency. I need to do this. Every day is precious to me, and I understand that now. And I look forward to trying new projects. And there's so many projects. You know, I pray sometimes, give me another 10 years so that I can do more.
So good. Yeah. Well, I hear you and I go, would I pray for 10 more years here? I have to think about that. But, well, you know, as you started, I mean, I'm so intrigued by that. You know, you started to write this daily blog.
And yes.
What kinds of topics, what were you delving into? Where was the Lord calling you to, you know, to speak into for others?
It was so interesting. There was not a single day that went by that I didn't have something to write about. I would just sit down and think about what happened during the day, and something would pop up. It was just an amazing, you know, inspiration. And I would just take whatever happened during the day and think about it, evaluate it. What did I learn from this? This is what I learned from my husband, Martin. What did you learn from today? And I would choose a scripture that I really felt spoke to me. And some of the topics would be, for example, say if it was the anniversary of the passing of my husband, I would write a blog about him and how this was going on in my mind and how I thought about him the entire day. And so each day brought something significant.
Mm-hmm. And truly birthed out of experience, your testimony, yeah, your experience. And, you know, God calls us just to testify, yeah, you know, just to continue to encourage with our testimonies. Yeah. And, you know, if more and more of us did that in a positive way, and we could take over social media with all of this positive encouragement and scripture, what a world we would be in, don't you think?
Yeah. So a lot of the inspiration did come from my patients. I was still seeing patients every day, and topics would come up. I would see the fear and anxiety. So I would try to talk to them and make them feel better. But again, I would get topics from my personal life, from my professional life, and it was very good to write them down. I wanted to capture these moments. I was a big fan. When I was in elementary school or middle school, we had to read the Diary of Anne Frank, and I was just fascinated with the thoughts of this 12-year-old girl about what she was thinking. I mean, not that this is a diary like Anne Frank, but it was my own observation, my own feeling, and I thought, I want to capture this. Because hopefully think it'll never happen again. But my publisher of my first book, I didn't realize was reading the daily blogs, and she was the one. I didn't even plan on writing a second book. Wow. And she saw the collective blogs and said, you really should. I think people would appreciate what you're writing. And so this birthed the new book.
Wow. you know, you also share that you listen to John Maxwell's audiobook, The 360 Degree Leader, one of my personal favorites as well. How did you use this book to inspire you to get better, to create a better environment for those you work with and others?
You know, I as a physician, no one teaches you about leadership. As a physician, they don't teach you about being a business person. A lot of these books, other people have told me to listen to. And of course, I have my wonderful husband, Martin, who has encouraged me to read John Maxwell and to listen to various people. And so with my husband's help, he has exposed me to quite a bit of people who have experience with leadership, and I try to read what I can to become a better leader. I think that's very important.
You know, you also say, you also talk about maybe a little bit more about how leadership and reading these things can improve your situation, a person's situation. I think you allude to that in your book. How do those kinds of skill sets help or apply during this season where we are dealing with the Delta variant?
I think it's so important for parents and grandparents to understand that they are the leaders and role models, and they need to have a skill set that the younger generation will look to and follow. So by that I mean, I think currently a lot of our young parents are giving up their leadership skills. They become overwhelmed and they just allow the children, you do whatever you want to do. Stay up late, play video games all day, eat whatever you find in the refrigerator. So what I'm trying to really get the message across with my patients and is to parents, be the leaders that God made you to be. You need to guide and direct your children so that they will learn. And when I say guide and direct, you know, I'm not saying child abuse and spank them. I mean, I think there need to be routines and schedules. There need to be boundaries. I think you need to assert that leadership and be consistent and firm, but yet in a loving way. And I think that is a secret. If I can get parents on board, first I need to get both parents to agree on a certain, routine, or, you know, be in agreement. And once I get the parents in agreement, then everything else follows. Then it's easy peasy, you know, bedroom routine, night routines, family meals, doing well in school. It's just amazing what early on, you know, young parents can do for their children at home. When children are 3 years old, I ask them, what chore do you have at home? And the parents look at me like, they don't have chores, they're three. I said, no, they can have chores. But I mean, it's just being part of the family. My late husband used, every day he'd come home, he'd say, kids, what did you do for the family? So whenever they heard his car come in, they'd be over there running, putting shoes away, fixing up their room. It was so funny. But they understood that is what you are, part of the family. We didn't give them an allowance. You're going to do this because you need to help out.
So, you know, there's so much in what you just said. I think about how this season of lockdown and staying at home really caused parents. You know, my kids are not with me anymore, but if they were, boy, I'd have to really consider all the things that I sort of let the school or somebody else take care of during our busy days that are now part of my kuleana as a parent. And I think, wow, that must have been such a transitional time for families. And I'm sure hoping that you have another book coming out called Parenting During COVID.
Lonnie, she had some kind of reaction when you said that.
Maybe I spoke that into existence in Jesus' name.
No, you know, to be honest with you, parenting information is so important, and I'm actually planning to do it within my office once COVID is over. So I'm all about giving some parents advice, and whether or not they take it, at least they have the information. So this is very, very important.
Well, we certainly need to have conversations like these more often, substantive conversations, as with Dr. Teresa Wee. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Dr. Wee is the author of My COVID-19 Diary. She's also the author of the best-selling book, The Happy, Healthy Revolution, The Working Parent's Guide to Achieve Wellness as a Family Unit. You can find out more about these books at Amazon.com and more about Dr. Wee at WeWellnessCenter.com. WeWellnessCenter.com. Dr. Josh Green, Hawaii Lieutenant Governor, wrote for the Happy Healthy Revolution. He wrote this: Teresa's holistic approach to wellness is both refreshing and effective. It is grounded in personal experience and perfectly reflects Hawaii values. Josh Green, Hawaii Lieutenant Governor. More from Dr. Teresa Wee when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, they say
a
picture speaks 1,000 words, and there are pictures in Dr. Wee's book, My COVID-19 Diary. You'll find a lot of pictures of family. Mm-hmm. And one of the underlying themes of her life, of her narrative, of her ministry, as we might say, or her practice, is family. Mm-hmm. She continuously talks about family and the health of family. Dr. Wee, tell us about David, Christopher, Bradley, and Stephanie Malia.
those are my four children. We had the four children within 6 years. Stephen and I always wanted a large family. However, working full-time, he and I, in private practice, it was not easy. And we did have help with a sitter. We lived in Waipio Gentry, so the grandparents would just watch on Saturday mornings when we both worked. But what happened is, actually, when they were little, I was about 40 years old, and I actually went into my first depression, just terribly depressed. I was trying to struggle and juggle with four active children, taking care of the house, cooking three meals a day, shopping, as well as being a full-time practicing pediatrician. And I learned from that. I eventually came out of that, but I understood I could not do everything. And that was something where we talked with the kids, and so everyone started to chip in a little more. And I just want to share my experience. I know being a working parent is not easy, and you cannot be a super mom all the time, and we're only human. So in the book, I talk about how the entire family can chip in, and that makes life so much better.
What is life like with grandchildren?
Yes, I have five grandchildren. David, my oldest, has three boys, and Chris, my second, has two girls. And I'm really enjoying them. We just babysat them, and it's very nice to see my boys really raising the kids the same way we did. They would always complain and grumble, and why can't we be like a normal family? And I said, we are a normal family. But I think they now realize that, wow, we really had some good guidelines, and we're going to do the same with our children. So it's very nice to see that.
Take us back a little bit, Dr. Wee. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the influence of your mom and dad, mm-hmm. maybe even your grandparents.
Yeah, my maternal grandparents lived with us, and they were from China. And, you know, when you're growing up in this type of family, it was so embarrassing to have people over. But I'm so grateful when I look back. My parents and grandparents, we always had family meals. We grew our vegetables. We picked them. And it was the same old routine day after day. But I really appreciate that now, looking back. And there were always chores to do. And so I take a lot of that with me as we were raising our children. And I do it with our grandchildren as well.
So I read about Malia reading Pearl S. Buck's book, A Good Earth.
Yeah.
Is there a story that relates to something about foot binding and grandma, great grandma? fill us in on that.
Yeah, she was asking me, but my maternal grandmother, apparently she in China, she had run away and escaped her foot binding, so she was considered extremely ugly. And so my grandfather, he was living in Hawaii by then, and so she was kind of a picture bride, but they ended up with a great marriage.
Your mom and dad, talk to us about their time in the East, on the East Coast, and what came of that?
Yeah, so my dad, when World War II erupted, he immediately joined the army, but he was only stationed here for a few months and the war was over. He used the GI Bill to, he said all his friends from St. Louis got into Harvard and Yale, but he said, unfortunately, I got into MIT. So my dad he got his master's at MIT as a structural engineer, and he met my mom. My mom was going to Boston University as a student, and so they had a dance for foreigners, and so the two of them met. I think it was just fate that they met, and turns out their parents knew each other here in Hawaii, and the rest, as they say, is history. So when I grew up, you know, there were always expectations that, you know, you're going to do well in school and you're going to study hard. And that was it, you know, that was the routine.
Because you talk so much about family, mm-hmm. how important is family heritage?
I think it's really important to know where you come from and to understand the hard work that others have done to bring you to where you are. And as I look back now, I do appreciate that. How my grandparents on both sides came from China to find a better life. I think it's just an amazing heritage. Very proud of it.
I'd like for us to spend some time in prayer. I'd like to ask you, Dr. Wee, just to say a prayer for our listeners. But in light of this, what have you observed as some of the collateral damage during COVID?
Well, number one, it's physical and mental. So with the physical damage, everyone's schedules are thrown off. Our eating habits have been upset. People are now addicted to their phones, Netflix, binging, video games. Sleep routines have been thrown off course. Exercise, you know, there's no more gyms, and people just don't exercise anymore. So I think the physical damage is bad, but we really need to talk about the mental toll that it's taken on everyone of all ages. So I've seen children, I just see kids up to 19, but the kids, even 10, 8, 9, 10, 11, have gone through depression. Cyberbullying, there is just so much fear, anxiety. People are just not connecting to one another and feeling very lonely. And so what I'm trying to get everyone to do is to not be so afraid and, you know, to reconnect, whether it's even by Facebook, you know, reconnect with grandma, reconnect with your uncles or aunties, cousins.
I think this will be a good time to pray. So, Dr. Wee, could you lead us in a prayer,
mm-hmm. please? I will. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time to share the message that I want all of our families to just really come together. God made a family for a reason, and we all need to come together and be kind to one another and be helpful and know that as a family, we can succeed together. Let's try to be hopeful and set a good example for our younger kids and know that with God's help, anything is possible. I ask that you be with all of our ohana in Hawaii. Just watch over them, guide them, give them the wisdom to see how important our families are. We ask all of this in your name, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Wee, thank you for praying.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for sharing.
My pleasure.
You know, when you talk about family, there is a richness to it. Mm-hmm. And part of the richness is that it reminds us of our heritage.
Mm-hmm.
It gets us reflecting on the background that we have.
Yeah.
And also, it gives a kind of forecast in one way about legacy.
Yeah.
What might we leave behind?
Yeah.
And I think in all of what you're saying, the value of the gift of life.
Yes.
Is highlighted yet again. And I think this is a time that we need highlighting the value
yeah.
and the wonder, the beauty of life
right.
that God has given us as a gift. A parting shot from you, Dr. Wee, as we close our program today.
I just want everyone out there who's feeling hopeless, fearful, anxious, to know that you're not alone. reach out for help if you need it. Don't be ashamed to reach out for help. And especially if you want to look into the Word of God, that has personally brought me a lot of comfort, and to just consider that. And I just hope that, you know, all of you after this radio broadcast will just look at your family life and say, you know what, what's one thing we could do to improve it? I guarantee you, you won't regret that.
Dr. Teresa Wee, saying those words with eyes welled with tears because of love and care for you. And I believe it's God's touch for you today, dear friend. Compelling words from Dr. Teresa Wee, WeeWellnessCenter.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, you know, this might be the perfect moment for you to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlife4e.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to make a donation, your financial support, well, go to thegoodlife4e.com and click Donate. We thank you in advance. Proverbs 20, verse 15, gold there is and rubies in abundance, but lips that speak knowledge are a rare jewel. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Dr. Teresa Wee, WeeWellnessCenter.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.